Unit 8. Let's talk.
Hello?
Hi, Kevin. It's Mark. Guess what? I have some bad news. We're moving.
Oh, no! That's awful!
I know. My dad got a new job in the city.
When are you going?
2 weeks. I have so much to do. I have to throw out my old junk and pack up my things.
Do you want some help?
That would be great. Thanks.
We came to say goodbye.
Yeah. Don't forget to write.
I won't. Come and visit me sometime. It's not very far.
Okay. That would be fun.
Good luck. We'll miss you.
I'll miss you too. Goodbye.
We'll miss you.
I'll miss you too.
Don't forget to write.
I won't. Come and visit me sometime.
Okay, that would be fun.
Say these.
I threw out my toy. I threw my toy out. I threw it out.
Make sentences. Make 3 sentences about each picture.
He took off his coat. He took his coat off. He took it off.
Number 1.
He took off his coat. He took his coat off. He took it off.
Number 2.
She put on her hat. She put her hat on. She put it on.
Number 3.
He turned off the lights. He turned the lights off. He turned them off.
Number 4.
She turned on the cassette player. She turned the cassette player on. She turned it on.
Number 5.
He mixed up the cards. He mixed the cards up. He mixed them up.
Number 6.
She tore up the paper. She tore the paper up. She tore it up.
Number 7.
He threw out the trash. He threw the trash out. He threw it out.
Number 8.
He packed up the boxes. He packed the boxes up. He packed them up.
Yes or no? Ask questions about the pictures above.
Did he take off his coat?
Yes, he took it off.
Let's learn. Play a game. Roll a die. Move your marker. Follow the directions in the box at the top of page 67. New words.
Well, discouraged, write, look up, dictionary, guess the meaning.
Let's read the Newburgh News. Ask Allie.
Dear Allie, I have a problem. I have studied English for several years. Every day I study hard, I do my homework, and I try to talk in class. But I still can't speak English very well. I feel discouraged. What should I do? Yours truly, Joy.
Dear Joy, don't be discouraged. It takes a long time to learn a language. I think you are doing the right things. Here are some more things you can do to improve your English. Watch movies and TV shows in English. Don't try to understand every word. Just enjoy the shows. Listen to songs in English. Ask your teacher to help you write the words. Read books in English. Don't look up every new word in your dictionary. Try to guess the meaning from the story. Get a pen pal and write to each other in English. If you do these things, your English will improve. Have fun. And good luck. Yours truly, Allie.
Answer the questions. Number 1.
How long has Joy studied English?
Number 2.
Why does Joy feel discouraged?
Number 3.
What are 2 things Joy can do to improve her English?
Number 4.
Should Joy look up every new word in her dictionary?
True or false? Number 1.
Joy does not do her English homework.
Number 2.
Joy should listen to songs in English.
Number 3.
Learning a new language takes a long time.
Number 4.
Allie thinks Joy should be discouraged.
Choose the topic. What is Allie's letter about? A.
How to be discouraged.
B.
How to improve your English.
C.
How to get a pen pal.
Vocabulary. What does improve mean? A.
Stay the same.
B.
Get worse.
C.
Get better.
Sounds and sentences.
Lamb. Comb. Plumber. Thumb. Jumped. Stump. Bump. There's a lamb with a comb on the plumber's left thumb. The frog who jumped on the stump got a bump.
Let's sing. Bye-bye, boys.
Bye-bye, boys. We're going away. Bye-bye, boys. We're leaving today.
When are you leaving?
We're leaving at 3.
Where are you going?
We're going to Hawaii.
Goodbye, girls. Don't forget to ride.
Goodbye, boys. We'll ride you tonight.
Bye-bye,
boys. We're going to Hawaii. To Honolulu. We're going to Hawaii. Bye-bye.
Let's listen. True or false? Number 1.
He took his coat off.
Number 2.
She turned off the light.
Number 3.
He packed the toys up.
Number 4.
He threw out his old shoes.
Number 5.
She tore the paper up.
Number 6.
He turned on the radio.
Listen to the questions. Number the answers. Number 1.
How does it taste?
Number 2.
Which one do you like?
Number 3.
If you could meet anyone, who would you meet?
Number 4.
You are studying Spanish. Where could you go on a homestay?
Number 5.
How long have you been at camp?
Listen to the answers. Number the questions. Number 1.
I have to wash the dog.
Number 2.
History is easier than geography.
Number 3.
She's been a teacher for 10 years.
Number 4.
I wanted to be a fisherman when I was little.
Number 5.
The blue sweater is more beautiful.